This podcast replay is brought to you by Orvieto's Awards and More. For 35 years, providing everything from plaques to laser and UV printing. They do all their engraving and printing in-house for quality control. Call Charles at 305-949-8098 or visit them at orvietosawards.com. Orvieto's Awards and More, where recognition is rewarding.
I'd be surprised if Greer picks O-line, he said. Again, last night, they're happy with the O-line.
I can tell you this. By picking Chop Robinson, that tells me that there wasn't a lineman that they liked there. Clearly, right? Because if there was a lineman that they liked better than Chop Robinson, they would have picked him. So you could be right. But then again, they might think, okay, the guys that were left at 21 weren't worthy of the pick, not Xavier. And so we're not going to go there. We're going to go Chop. This is the guy we like. This is the guy we target. Boom. But now when you roll around the second round, my friend, they might think it might be a value pick at that point with one of those linemen. So I understand the way you're looking at it. Okay, I'm going to disagree with you. Not like a Paul Wickman disagree. That's just like, you know, terrible opinions. Your opinion is solid. I like it. I understand it. But I'm going to disagree that I still think there's a chance they could find like the guy he wants in the second round. I think that a Christian Hayes would be a responsible offensive line pick in the second round. The BB kid would be a responsible pick in the second round. So I think there's a possibility that they still could go lineman in the second round. Now, I also think they could go receiver, and they also could go defensive lineman, like D-tackle. Okay? And then trade down. So all of those scenarios are all there. And I understand. It's like the guy that chimed in last night about you can't have enough corners. And he was talking about, I think they could have taken a corner at 21. And I can't argue with that. I felt they weren't going to take a corner at 21 or a wide receiver or a quarterback. I think that those discussions were the corner's not as bad, but the receiver and the quarterback at 21, that's like stupid talk. That's just talk to just create talk. But I get the whole cornerback thing, just like I understand what you're saying, but I'm going to disagree. I think there's still a chance they could go lineman in the second round. I really do.